Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministries. And we're so delighted to be back on our radio broadcast on today. I just give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you. I greet you in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this afternoon. And we're so delighted that you have chosen to worship with us today. And we want to extend a warm welcome to you. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order now. We're going to have our doxology. Then we'll go into our devotion. Praise him, all nations. Amen, amen. We're going to get ready to go into our devotion now. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer this afternoon. Come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we committed against you. in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on this afternoon, God, just bowing down before your throne of grace today, Lord, just repenting and confessing and repenting, Lord, and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we come on today, God, and we just ask you right now, God, to bind up the strong man today, Lord. And we ask you right now, God, to bind a strong man, Lord, and bind up every demonic force on today, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus, every demon that's coming against us, Lord, and his assignment has been canceled. His eviction notice has been served. You can't attack us anymore. The blood of Jesus is against you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just come on today, Lord, and just come thanking and praising you. In the mighty name of Jesus, for looking down on us today, Lord, and have mercy on us today, Lord. I come today, Lord, just calling on your holy name, Lord, just giving you all the praise and giving you all the glory today, Lord. I'm asking you right now, God, to cover this worship service, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just thank you right now, God, for covering everyone, Lord, up under the sound of my voice today, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you glory today, God, and we give you praise, Lord, and we give you glory, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, and we thank you right now, God, and we give you glory right now, God. And I'm asking you now, Lord, and to let me decrease, and that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us today, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. I just give you praise today, and I give you glory today, God. And I give you praise, Lord. And we know that you are healing today, and in the name of Jesus. We know that you are provider today, in the name of Jesus. We know that you are shepherd today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you praise, God. We just thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, and thank you for mercy, and mercy that's new every day, God, and mercy, Lord, and we give you praise on today. We give you glory, hallelujah. We give you glory, hallelujah. We give you glory, hallelujah, and we thank you today, God, and we give you glory, hallelujah, and we praise your name. Father, I just thank you this afternoon for our devotion, and I just give you praise, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And I read this scripture. I was trying to get to the scripture before the prayer, but it didn't work like that. So when you let the Holy Ghost have his way, he do it just like he want to do it. Unto thee, O God, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let my enemies triumph over me. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the Lord of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day long. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for thou hast been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. I have just read you the first 8 verses of Psalm 25. May God bless the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We just thank and praise God for the devotion today. We thank God today for our doxology today. I give God praise and glory. He's going to be doing some exciting, more and more exciting things on when we come back in January. This will be our last service for this year, 2020. And I just give God praise. As long as he give me a voice and some air to breathe, I'm going to praise him. Even if he don't give me no air, I'm going to wave my hand. So I just thank and praise God today. My testimony today is that he woke me up this morning, clothed in my right mind, and I thank him. I thank him for the activities of my limbs today. I give God glory today. I thank God that my husband be home tomorrow. I just thank and praise God for Apostle Dean. I thank God, and I ask God to bless him in his absence, that he's not here. I just give God, I feel so blessed. I'm not all the way up to par, but God know where I am. So I'm not going to complain, because he's going to do whatever he want to do when he get ready to do it. I thank God on today. A lot of things we go through, we got to go through them. We got to go through them. So I just thank and praise God today. Ain't no need of complaining. Just do it, and do it in the right spirit, in the right man. I give God glory. Hallelujah. This is our testimony service. Do anyone have a testimony on today? This is our last time on our service this week. And next week we won't have service either, unless anybody want to get together and just pray. But if not, we'll wait until the first week in January we come back. But does anyone have a testimony today? Amen.
Well,
let's start right. I just
thank him. Amen. 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 Giving reverence to God who is the head of my life, to Apostle
Amen.
Edward Deans in his absence, and to Apostle Deborah Deans and everyone that's in their respectable places.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to say anything because I got a lot going on in my background, but I just want
Amen.
To say that God, he is good. He
yes.
is a faithful God. He is a mighty
yes.
God. He is a just
yes.
God. He is a loving
yes.
God, and he is worthy
yes.
of all the praise, glory, and honor.
Yes.
I'm just grateful for being in the land of the living. I'm just grateful
yes.
for him waking me up this morning and starting me on my
yes.
way
yes.
with the mind to worship and praise him through it all,
yes.
because sometimes
Thank
it gets hard. Sometimes it gets
yes.
hard. It gets hard to pray. It gets hard for
yes.
us to just wave our hand. But if you keep
yes.
pressing through the storms and
yes.
the rain, you will get past
yes.
it. And I just thank
yes.
God for bringing us all the way through it, because he is
yes.
a loving God, and he is a merciful
yes.
God, and he is a gracious
yes.
God. And I just want
yes.
to give him a shout out for just for who he is, for
yes.
nothing else, for who he is.
Yes.
If he never done anything else for me, he has done enough. Amen.
Yes.
And I just
thank
want to
you.
Give him some praise on today.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Bless you.
All right. Thank you, Prophetess Sattler. I just give God praise for my daughter, Prophetess Sattler, who testified, and she already knows. God is just so good, and that was an awesome testimony. I thank and praise God for her testimony. And I give God praise. I give him glory on today. Do we have any more testimonies today? God is good now. And I can testify for an hour or two by myself. Because if you only knew how sick I was and still not up to par, you know, the devil, he try to make you feel like he got a foothold on you, but he ain't got nothing. Because the more I prayed this morning on this line, felt like my heart was going to bust. But I don't care if my heart busts or not. Do you hear me praying to the Lord? I don't care. Bust hard, because let me tell you something. That's the best way to leave here, is to be praying and calling on the name of God. So the devil is under my foot. I stepped on his neck. I don't care. I praise God. you know, he try to do stuff and make you intimidate you and know that your chest is already messed up. And he gonna just, no, my chest ain't messed up. So the devil is a lie. And I gave God the glory today. And he, I'm going to keep giving him the glory. I ain't worried about it. But I thank and praise God on today. Is there any more testimonies before we go on? I give God praise, though. I just thank him because I know that he's taking care of us. I don't care what they don't do, what they do, and all that kind of stuff. I don't care because I know God is going to get the glory. I know he's going to get the glory for all the stuff that he's done. So I just thank and praise God that he is who he say he is, and he in my life to do what he say he going to do. And I'm going to allow him, sit back and allow him to do exactly what he say he's going to do. I give God glory. I give him praise on today. So we're going to get ready to go into our into the word of God here. I guess I could play a song or something. Before I start this my preaching.
Apostle?
Yes.
Hi, I just wanted to testify.
Come on and testify, babe.
Okay. Good evening to everybody.
Evening.
I just wanted to give God some glory and some praise and some honor because if it had not been for the Lord, I don't know where I'd be. He woke me
come
up and started me on my way. I feel good today. I feel good every day. I'm just grateful that I got activities in my limb. I can go out and do what I want to do. And because there's people that can't do what I can do. So I praise and I thank God for that. I thank God for using me. He used me for opening up my gifts and opening up my horizon and showing me things that people won't believe until, you know, they see what I see, that what the Lord be showing me. So I just thank God and I love you, Lord, and I give him some praise and some honor because he's been so good to us. He's been so good to us in spite of the sickness, in spite of what's been going on. He has still been keeping us. We've been down for weeks, and God still been able to help us pay our bills and do the things that we've been able to do. And I thank God for his mercy and his grace on us. I just thank you, Lord, and I love you so much, God. And that's amen.
Amen. That's awesome testimony. Prophet Morton, that's an awesome testimony. I just thank and praise God. It's good to hear somebody, to hear my family giving God the praise. It's good. You know, it make me feel good to hear my family giving God the glory. I'm telling you, it's a blessing and it's an honor. And I thank and praise. I think we all should be praising and giving God glory because only what you do for Christ gonna last. Don't nothing else matter in this life. Nothing. But what you do for Christ, it matters. So I thank and praise God. I give God glory and I give God praise. I thank God. I thank God that Apostle Dean will be home tomorrow. I thank God. It's an honor in how God is doing what he's doing. So we're going to get ready to, I'm going to play this last song and we'll go into our word.
Change, oh God, make me more. Wash me through. Create. Make me more.
Father, I ask you to let me decrease and let the Holy Ghost increase and minister to us through this word Amen. Today we're going to, God gave me your actions matter. Your actions matter. So we say, we save, and we Christians, and we love the Lord, and we say we have faith. We say that we read and study our Bible. We say we pray. But God knows and God sees. And our actions, what we do matter. Even when we do read our word and when we do study our word, when we get through reading and when we get through studying, are we applying it to our lives? Are we using what we study and what we read? Are we applying it? Are we practicing it? Because every one of our actions, everything we do matters when it comes to the word of God, when it comes to our relationship with Jesus Christ. Everything matters. So y'all know how God just been giving me, the Holy Spirit just been giving me topics, and I didn't get a verse, a scripture, but I have some scripture. So in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, it says, let me turn to it because my writing don't look as, let me see I was writing. Matthew 7, verse 24. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house up on a rock. So if we study the word of God, if we hear his word and study his word, his sayings, he said we are wise. And he know that we building our house, our tabernacle, this body of ours, our heart, up on a rock. So he not worried about our house sinking. He's not worried about us falling and not getting back up, because we gonna fall. Even though our faith is built upon a rock, don't mean we ain't gonna fall every now and then. But whatever we do, our action matters. So if we do fall, if we fall, God want us to get back up, repent, and get back up and get back at it. Because we built our faith. We built what's in our heart on the rock. And that's Jesus Christ. So we got to get back up. We can't lay there and wallow in. We can't lay there and keep doing it again. Because once we repent, we're supposed to turn from it. Repent every time and turn from it. Luke 6 and 24 says, Luke 6 and 47 say, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and do them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which buildeth an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently up on that house and could not shake it, for it was founded up on a rock. So whosoever cometh to me and hear what I'm saying, you get that word, you get it by reading and studying, and then listening to the preacher preach. and then you turn around and you apply it to your life. He said, I will show you to whom you're like. He said, you're like a man which builded your house, your house, your tabernacle, your faith, and you dug deep down in a foundation just like a palm tree planted so far down, it may fall down in the storm, but it's going to pop back up. That's the way God wants us to do. So whenever you get in something or something happens and you fall, you're going to pop right back up. That's how them palm trees in Florida do. They pop right back up because the root is so deep in that foundation in the ground that it won't stay down. And that you dig so deep and laid that foundation on a rock. And when the flood rose, when the water came, when the tsunami came, or whatever it was came, you may have fell down, but you got back up. Because you built that faith, you built it on a solid foundation. So whatever you do, all of your actions matter. Everything you do matters. When you got that solid foundation, it can't be shaken. It won't be shaken. But you got to have a solid foundation. You can't waver here and waver there. Because your actions matter. James chapter 2. Let me get it here. James chapter 2, verse 18. There we go. Let's see. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Now, there is one God. God is one. The unity of God was a fundamental belief in Judaism, but if that belief did not produce good deeds, it was not, no better than all that other junk of the demons. But the foundation that God laid for us, even in Judaism, and the belief that God produced that good and solid foundation, all of that work that he put in to us, he put in work to us. He built us on a solid foundation. Even when he created us, he created us in his own image, in his own light. That's a foundation. He said, a man may say, thou hast faith. You got to have that strong faith. The faith, I don't care what it looks like, faith. I don't care. You know, it's so many people out here dying. I know I was going through some this last 2 weeks. Because the more I prayed and Lord help me and prayed and Lord help me, the more people was dying from COVID. And you have to stand on your faith. Oh, you know what? I get weak because I was sick as a dog. But I ain't no complaining when it comes to me because I ain't no punk when it comes to me. But that's all right. I know God. I know him. And when you know God, you don't worry about nothing. You don't worry about nothing. I was more concerned about my husband than I was myself. But and that's all right, too, because I know prayers was going up for me. If I didn't say a prayer for me, I had prayers going up for me. I already know that. But I thank God today that I kept my faith. I stood on my faith. And if you don't have no faith, and you got to have work with that faith. Because if you don't have work, it's just
it's dead faith. But you got to move with it. Just like I did today. You think I felt like praying and sin? Because when I first got on here, I didn't. But I had to step on his neck. I had to let him know that I stand on a solid foundation. And if I die doing what I'm doing, I'm going to do it. I don't care. Because God is the one who made me. God is my creator. God is my everything. So I don't worry about what the enemy trying to do. He can't. He might mess this body up, but he cannot touch my soul. Because I'm standing on a sure foundation, just like that palm tree down in the ground. And I just thank God today. He didn't have to wake me up this morning, but he sure woke me up and gave me a mind to call on his name. And I thank him today. Soon as I got through just saying, I thank you, Lord, the doctor called and said your husband could come on tomorrow. Don't tell me what God won't do. Because I'm standing on that sure foundation. And all of my actions matter. Every action that I do, all of the faith I have matters. How am I going to help somebody else? I'm telling you, we all fall short. We all waver some here and there. But you can't stay now. You got to get back up. You can't lay there. You got to get back up and let God do what he's going to do. I keep saying I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb. In the word of my own testimony, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Faith without works is dead. Because we standing on foundation. James chapter 1, verse 23 and 24, 23 through 25. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened unto a man beholding his natural faith, because we got spiritual faith. It's a spiritual thing. It's a personal thing. It's spiritual with God. That's what you got to have. You got to have that spirit man working for you, looking in the glass, not your natural faith, but your spiritual faith on you. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man is he? Because we are Jesus people, and we have a spirit man that God put in our body. We are made from spirit. The only way we gonna worship God is spirit and truth. But whosoever looking into the perfect law of liberty, therein, he be not gift here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. When I tell you, when you be a doer of the word of God, your actions matter. Oh, it don't matter. I don't care. It don't matter. It do matter. It do matter. It all matter when you have to stand and live by faith. When you don't have faith, you sinning against God. Believe me, you are. You have to have faith. Faith. Standing on your faith. You got to believe God. You got to take him at his word. take God at his word, and whatever this Bible say, believe in what the Bible say. Believe what the Lord say. I don't care what it looks like. We all could have been in the hospital. We all could have been on ventilators. But God, but Jesus, but the blood was covering us. And I thank God today. I thank him today. I thank God today for the blood of Jesus. I thank God that he died for us. I thank God that he sent his only begotten son. I thank God that he built a solid foundation, who is Jesus Christ. I thank him today. I give God glory today. I give him glory today. I give him glory today. Can't do nothing but praise his name. I praise God today. I praise him today. Don't nothing else matter but Jesus. Don't nothing else matter but Jesus. And I ask you, if we doing what he say, we get the word, but if we ain't no doer of the word, it don't matter. We got to be a doer of the word of God, not a hearer only. The word come by hearing. We got to hear it, but we got to do it. We got to have faith when we do it. We got to move by faith. We got to live by faith. Standing on that solid foundation, that sure foundation, that solid rock, who is Jesus Christ. If we don't stand on the rock, what are we going to stand on? That rock is Jesus. Hung, bled, and died for you and me. Every sin that we committed, he died for. Every sickness that we have, he was beat with 32 lashes for every disease. Sure foundation, solid rock. Jesus went down in the pits of hell and took the key and took the sting out of death. Don't tell me that ain't no sure foundation. I thank God today that we got that foundation. And our actions matter. That we got to stand on faith. That we got to stand on that rock. We got to stand when we done did everything else. We got to stand. We got to stand. When it don't look like it's going to do it, we got to stand anyway and have that faith in our heart enough to know that God's going to move. We got to stand. I thank and praise God. I thank him that he pulled me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet on a rock, established my going. I thank God today. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be right now. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him today. I could have been a hooker, prostitute, drug addict, on the corner. But I thank God who he made me to be. And I'm going to stand on it. I give him praise today. I give him glory today. We got to know that we have a sure foundation. I don't care if a tsunami knocks us over. But we got to be like the palm tree and pop right back up. Because them roots in that palm tree is so deep in the dirt, in the ground, that it won't come disconnected from that sure foundation. That's how we got to be. Y'all connected. Y'all connected, every one of y'all. Y'all connected, being connected. So we got to keep praying and let it go from generation to generation. Connection to that sure foundation. And I just thank God today. I thank God on today. Because we didn't have, you didn't have to have a mama or a grandmama or whoever it is that prayed. My mama prayed. Her mama prayed. Big mama prayed. When I tell you it's in the family, prophet, prayer warriors, prophetic prayer warriors, all in the family, 200 years of them, do you hear me? Praying and praying and praying. Big mama was praying for y'all. And on, mama prayed for us and Lala and Ray Ray. And I'm praying for Zale and Zale children, Zayana children, Terrence children. Gotta keep it going. Gotta keep it going. That sure foundation. And I thank God today. I thank him today. I thank him today. The Emmanuel and Ezekiel and King prophets and preachers and prayer warriors. Praying for their children and grandchildren and great-grand. All in the film, connected to that sure foundation, who is Jesus Christ. I thank God on today. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like. God moved that congested out of my chest. I thank him today. It was there when I got up this morning, but it's gone now. I give God praise on today. I give, he is a healer. I don't care, he is a healer. Yes, he is. So I thank and praise God that your actions matter. That Jesus, what he did, his actions matter. When he hung out there on the cross and died for us. They matter. And they still matter today. So I just want to thank and praise God today for this word. He just gave me my actions map. So I had to try to find scriptures for that. I thank God. I thank God that he's different. The Holy Spirit just do it different. And I knew when the devotion was different, I knew it was going to be different. So I just let the Holy Spirit have his way so people can be blessed and hear from the heart and speak from the heart. I just thank God today. I thank God today. I want y'all to keep on praying. I want y'all to stay in y'all word. I want y'all to just keep building that foundation. Keep building the foundation. I thank God today. I'm not going to prolong the time because, you know, God is good. We all know God is good. I thank God on today. But we're going to get ready to close out. We won't come back until we'll have our first Bible class on, let me see, January 5th. January 5th. And by that time, I have everything set up. So we're going to be coming and we're going to have two Bible studies and a prayer meeting. And then I'm going to start having stuff for the children. So I'll be busy. And you all will too. Because we're going to start off having two preachers preaching twice a month. So in January, we're going to start off doing that. So we want to just be busy in the Lord. That's what we want to do, is be busy in the Lord. So just keep your minds and stuff open. And even with the Bible class, I mean, the Bible class, I'm going to scan some questions and stuff. I'm going to get them ready and scan them and send them to y'all so y'all can send them back.
or y'all can, we can just go over them and y'all can answer whatever you got or do whatever you got. So anyway, I'm not going to keep you. We got about 3 or 4 minutes. We're going to go ahead on and close off. Lord, I just thank you for each one of them that was came on the radio broadcast today that's up under the sound of my voice, Lord. I ask you to just keep them covered under the blood, Lord, even during the holiday times, Lord, the beginning of the year, the new year, Lord. I ask you right now to cover my family, cover my church family, cover the prayer room ministry, and cover life support. And the end time men and women of war, keep them all covered. Lord, even when they're in their cars, on the bus, the train, the plane, just cover them, Lord. Even at work, God, in machines, keep them covered, Lord, under the blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, I'm thanking you for doing this today. I thank you. I thank you for doing it today. I just thank you right now. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. I love you all. And we will talk real soon. God bless you. I love you. I'll talk to y'all later. God bless you. Have a good day.